The picture's bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you, you, right in you, yeah, yeah, yeah. So look up and let your vision be clear. Then reach out to the world and share. And you'll see with clarity the full of you. Oh, and you will see it's amazing. Hello, hello, and thank you so much for joining us here today on The Fuller View. I'm your host, Heidi B. Fuller, and yes, I'm excited to be here. I hope that those April showers will truly bring us some beautiful Mayflowers. It's Mother's Day season. Make sure that you reach out to your moms, hug your moms. I know that we are practicing the whole social distancing thing, but give your mom a call, write her a letter, send her a note, but let your mother know that she is loved, she is beautiful, and that she is blessed. And if you are a mother, please continue to be the best mother you can be. As I was mentioning, I hope that our children realize that we are human, and that we have feelings and that we have dreams and aspirations of our own, and not just to look at us as their mother, but to look at us as a person that has a life that they would like to live and to continue to be all of those things that they have desires to be. A lot of mothers have a tendency to put their dreams on the shelf because they know that their children mean the world to them. A lot of mothers put their dreams on the shelf because they want to put their families first and they want to put everybody and everything before them. But mothers, please listen to me. You have a life worth living. You are truly the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath, not lacking any good thing. You deserve everything that God has in store for you. Yes, it is great to be a nurturer. Yes, it is great to be that team leader and that rah-rah chick, that girl that gives everybody the pat on the back. But please make sure that you take time to love yourself. Do those things that allow you to be the best that you can be. You know, a lot of times we get caught up in everybody else's madness. Turn that stuff off and tune into your own station and make sure that you are doing what you can do for yourself, because it will only make everyone around you better. I hope that you all agree with that, because on today's show, we're going to be talking about discipline, getting discipline, self-love, self-respect, because that's what it all boils down to. So continue to tune in right here on 105.5 FM The King and 1430 AM. Continue to tune in. Thank you for joining me here today on The Fuller View. Come on back for more.
Recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love? The joy that you promised me, tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile. Even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for,
what you do?
I'll smile.
Come on,
smile. And it's so hard to look up when you've been down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people,
you look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Now every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, but
today's a new day. But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain,
that Holy Ghost power, y'all,
fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though
people.
You look so much better when you smile.
Let's go. Whatever you're in right now,
smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, oh, oh. You look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh. You look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh. You look so much better when you're, oh,
I say,
oh, oh.
And why you praying?
You look so much better when you're, oh,
look in the mirror.
You look so much better when you're, oh,
always remember.
You look so much better when you smile.
Come on.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up.
That I can't explain.
But the Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven.
Came down from heaven. Hardships, difficulties.
Right now.
Tears, storms. This is what I do. That feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it for a while,
still
I smile. Smile.
Hallelujah.
It's so hard to look up when you've been down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
So smile. Oh, oh, oh.
Dallas.
You look so much better when you, oh, oh, oh.
New Orleans.
You look so much better when you, oh,
come on. You to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you smiling.
Hello and welcome back to The Fuller View. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Yes, we are excited. And as mentioned, we are going to talk about being disciplined. I know a lot of times we don't want to talk about being disciplined because we don't want to be disciplined, but you have to be and hold yourself accountable for the things that you want in life in order to get the things that you truly desire. Listen, being disciplined means just simply setting goals for yourself. And I know we talk about setting goals a lot, but I believe in having an end in mind. I believe in knowing what you want and going after it, but making sure that you have a plan of action to get that thing done. And even in order for you to do that, you have to be disciplined. So set some goals for yourself. Set some goals for yourself during this time of pandemic. Set some healthy goals, some healthy habits, and start getting in the habit of doing things on a routine so they can come out to the way, to your heart's desire, to what it is that you truly want. If you set some healthy habits for yourself, let me tell you, it all truly starts in your mind. I've told my mind that every day that the sun is out, I'm going to walk. That's what I told my mind. So guess what? My body aligns to what I've told my mind. So now when the sun is out, my mind is automatically saying, okay, Heidi, you need to get your walk in. And it's so much more than getting my walk in, because when I get my walk in, I get a sense of peace. I get a sense of awareness because God is talking to me during that time. I know that my body is releasing those endorphins that need to be released, and that I am breathing fresh air, and that I am moving and getting the exercise that I need. So it's not just about the walking, but it is about what I've told myself in my mind. So even on today, as beautiful as it is, because the sun is out, I will be walking. And I'm excited about that because I know it's so much more to it than just walking. I'm getting a lot more out of it. So set some healthy habits for yourself. And I think walking and doing any type of physical exercise is a great healthy habit to have. This is the time. This is definitely the time to do these things. You truly just need to push yourself. Stop waiting on somebody else to tell you to do it and go on and do these things. You know, I get so annoyed with ourselves, with people that always find an excuse, always find a reason to not do what they know that needs to be done. And, you know, it's like, oh, I can do it later. I can do it tomorrow. Why? What are you waiting for? Why not go on and get that thing done today? Because the sooner you get it done, the sooner your mind can now register, okay, what's next? But the longer you hold on to that thing and don't get that thing done, the longer it's going to keep you back. And then it ends up turning into being a depression, or you almost can become angry because you're angry with yourself because you hadn't gotten that thing done that you know you need to get done. So what are you telling your mind? What are you telling yourself today that you need to get done? What your mind says, your body will go. That's what I'm just simply saying. What you tell yourself every day, whatever you're telling your mind, that's what you will be doing. So what are you telling yourself? What are you telling your mind? What I want to tell you is that you are capable of anything. Whatever it is that you're thinking that you can do, yes, you can do that thing. Stop doubting yourself. Stop denying yourself that life that you want to live. We are here to truly live a fuller, better life. Right now, if you haven't noticed, people are dying every day. So what are you doing today that's going to make your life better, that's going to make you greater? Not your neighbor, not your son, not your daughter, not your sister, not your brother, but you. Not your partner, not your husband, not your wife. But what are you doing to make you better? It all starts in the mind, and you have to be disciplined in order to get that thing done. You have to put in the work to do it. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. You know, a lot of times when I'm even walking, I like to run walk, as I call it. So I'll run, as I mentioned, I'll run to the tree, I'll run to the branch, I'll run to the pole or whatever it is, but I will continue to move forward. And instead of limiting myself and say, okay, I'm going to run to that pole or run to that tree, I've started saying, okay, I'm going to run until I get tired. I'm going to run until I get tired. And then because I'm not done, the end will get there even quicker, is what I'm saying. So don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done and continue to move forward. But again, as I mentioned, you have to be willing to work. You have to be willing to do that thing that you know you need to do in order to get the results that you want. We also know that the most important conversations that we're having are the ones that we're having with ourselves. So what are you telling yourself during this season? I hope you're telling yourself that I am more than a conqueror. That I am the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath, not lacking any good thing. I hope you're telling yourself that today is a good day. Today is my day. Every day is a good day. That today I win. Every day you win. You tell yourself what you need to tell yourself. Don't doubt yourself and whatever anyone else is telling you. So what? This is your life. This is the time for you to win. But be honest with yourself. Be so honest with yourself that sometimes it may make you even cry. But unless you're honest with yourself, you will never get to that next level. You will never get to where you truly need to be. Sometimes we want to just be the victim. We want to say, oh, well, I can't do it, and woe is me, and, you know, I can't do it because this person won't do this, or I can't do it because she didn't do this or he didn't do that. What are you doing? Stop putting the blame on everyone else. It's up to you. You are not a victim in this whole thing. You are the conqueror. You are the warrior. You are the winner. How is your story going to play out? You're going to constantly be the victim and allow to get your life to get beat up on? This is your life. This is your time to do those great things that you've been called to do. And everybody is going through something. We always want to say, oh, well, this just is happening to me. No, baby, please. If something is happening to you, please know that it has happened to someone else. Whether it's in a relationship, whether it's on a job, whether it's a financial situation, emotional situation, a spiritual situation, someone has felt that hurt before. Maybe not the type of hurt or the kind of hurt that you feel, but it's always, we all suffer somewhere. We are all going through something. But so what? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about that thing that you're going through? How is this going to play out? How are you going to win in the end? How are you going to make sure that because I'm going through this thing, what am I going to learn when I get on the other side? Stop beating yourself up and saying, oh, I can't do it because whatever it is that you're whining about, stop all that whining, complaining, and moaning. Put on your big girl panties and do what you need to do. Put on your bootstraps. Pull them up. Do what needs to be done during this season in your life because nobody else is going to do it for you. It's not okay. It's not okay to keep crying about things that you have control over. It's not okay to keep making excuses about things that you know you need to get done. You know, a lot of times we want to make excuses about things that we know we need to do. We know we need to eat better. We know we need to exercise. We know we need to finish our book. We know we need to read out loud so we can be a better orator. Orator, you know what I mean. You know, those things that we need to do to develop our self-awareness, our self-strength, to grow, to be better, to take control of our lives. You know you want to lose weight, so do that. You know you want to start a business, so do that. Stop making excuses of why you can't do something. I really don't understand what the problem is. You know, I'm guilty. I make excuses, but I tell you on the other side of that, if I continue to make the excuses that I've made or make, I won't have the life that I want. It's as simple as that. If we continue to make excuses of why we can't do something, we will end up in the same place. Quick story, just like me being here on radio. If I would have made an excuse of why I couldn't be on radio, I wouldn't be here today. If I made an excuse of, well, I don't have a guest, well, I don't have a producer, well, I don't have my music together, well, I didn't study for my show, those are making excuses. So what do? I research for my show. I get a great guest. I have amazing producers. And I do the things that I need to do in order to get it done. But in order to do that, I had to be disciplined. I had to sit down long enough to say, okay, so what are we going to talk about today? Sit down long enough to say, what type of music is going to be engaging with our audience with the topic that we're talking about? I had to talk to my producers and say, what do you guys think about this and what direction we're going in so we can come together with like minds and great spirits so we can provide an awesome broadcast for our audience. That takes discipline. You know, I've been in radio since 2004, and I have had many co-hosts. I've had young ladies that have come and graced the other mic and wanted to be a part of what God has blessed me with, and I have no problems with sharing this platform. What the challenge runs into is that their consistency. I'm here every week, whether you're here or not. I'm on time every week, whether you're here or not. I used to do live shows. And of course, it was important to be at the station at least 15, maybe sometimes 20 minutes before you went on the air live, because you don't want to run into anywhere unprepared. It's just like when you go to work, people wait to the last minute. If you have to be at work at 10 o'clock and you get to work at 9:59, that's a problem. Why not get to work at 9:45 so you can have at least a good 15 minutes to get your workplace settled, to get your mind right, to get your coffee, to go to the bathroom, and now you're ready and prepared to do what you need to do. Even if you're working at home, if you're an entrepreneur, like most of us are right now, if you're an entrepreneur and you know, okay, between these hours I'm going to work my business, do that thing. Get up out of your bed, make up your bed, go to that place where you can do that job and get the job done. If you say, okay, I'm going to work today between 10 and 2, work between 10 and 2. And don't let anything distract you or keep you from doing what you said you're going to do. But it takes discipline. You know, nobody wants to be broke or unhappy or sad or not have the things they want, but nobody wants to do what needs to be done to get that thing that they really want. It takes discipline. And it's not an every now and then thing. You have to create healthy habits. You have to say, okay, this is what I want, and this is how I'm going to get it. My beautiful daughter just signed up with a wellness company that we're working on together, and I'm very excited about working with her, because in order for her to see her dreams to manifest and for her to be independent and for her to be able to do the things that I know God has called her to do, it takes an income. And right now during this pandemic, I said, okay, baby, let's start an online business. And I encourage all of you guys to have some type of online business coming in as a source of income, because it's something that you work on every day, all day. You can work on in the wee hours of the night because you're online. Rather, you're learning your product, learning a skill, learning a craft. Do something that you can learn online. We are walking around with computers in our hands and not taking advantage of what we have in our hands. But nevertheless, my beautiful daughter knows that she wants a car by her birthday. So what do? We found an opportunity for her to earn some income so she could get her car. So it's not just about the lesson that she's going to learn in being an entrepreneur, the lessons that she'll learn on how to grow and develop a business. She's also going to learn on how to earn and save her own money to buy her own car, which is truly a blessing. That's a boss move, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited about being able to share this journey. And parents, if you're listening, I hope that you're positioning your children to be their better selves. Whatever it is that you want to be, desire to be, know that, but allow them to be their better selves. Share that knowledge with them. Show them what it is that you do on a daily basis that allows your household to run. They may have some suggestions and some ideas that'll take you even further. You'll be amazed at how your children are watching and learning just from the daily routines that you're doing. And they do have an input. They do have an impact. They do have a voice. So listen to what your children are saying, and maybe they could help you out in the long run. But also, you're learning and growing and showing them how they want to run their household, how their lives should be run, and how the things that they want in life can truly be attained by just being disciplined enough to get those things done. I hope you guys agree with me and are going along with this, because I truly believe that. I truly believe that it takes a village to raise children, as just like it takes a village to raise a company, to raise a business, to do something, that it takes a collective force to really get something done. We're not an island. You are not an island, but you do have to be disciplined enough to know what lane you need to be in. And if you are in charge of something, be in charge of that something. When you're in charge of something else, be in charge of that. And then when we all come together, it can all be a great project or a great event or whatever it is that you're all putting together. But do that thing, okay? Awesome, awesome, awesome. What we make time for is what we want. What we make time for is what we want. We always say, well, I don't have time for that. It's not truly what you want. Because if it's something that you want, you will make the time for it. A lot of us don't do what we want to do because we have a fear of what other people are saying and what other people are thinking. Oh, I can't start a business because I don't want to ask anybody for their support. Well, I can't write a book because nobody's going to read it. Well, I can't write a book because I don't have a publisher. Well, I can't write a book because I can't sit down long enough to get my thoughts together. That sounds like a personal problem. That sounds like something you have control over. That sounds like something that you need to do in order for you to get that thing out of. If you know, I've heard so many people say they want to write a book, and years go by and that book never gets written, or they've written a couple of chapters and it never gets done. Go on and write the book. My goodness, what are you waiting for? Instead of watching that TV program, write your book. Instead of doing something that is not bringing any value to your life, maybe watching something or doing something that, you know, you're not gaining any wisdom from, go on and write your book. Because in that, writing that book or getting that project done, it's something about finishing a thing. And when you finish that, when you accomplish that, you'll just feel better. You'll feel greater because now you know, I've accomplished this. Now I can do something more. I can do something else. And believe me, it's a personal pride thing, but it's a really good source of accomplishments, knowing that, okay, I said I was going to do this and I've completed the thing. So why not you do that thing that you said that you were going to do? And don't be afraid of what somebody else has to say about it. So what? So what that nobody else believes in you? As long as you believe in yourself, that is truly the only thing that matters. Stop cheating yourself. Stop believing that what this person said about you really matters, because it doesn't. How do you feel about yourself? What did God say about you? I tell you, you will fail, and you'll fail often. You'll have some setbacks. You will have some self-doubts. But as long as you continue to move forward, as long as you continue to listen to programs like this, as long as you position yourself to be around people that will continue to push you forward and that aren't crippling you and telling you it's okay when it's not okay, when you know that you should be doing something and you're not doing it because you're having a pity party and you're feeling bad about yourself, come on, snap out of it. Snap out of it. Today's a new day. Get it done. And get it done today. I only share these things with you because these are the things that I have to tell myself. I wouldn't be here today if I wasn't telling myself these things. I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in if I wasn't telling you these things right now today. I've got great things on the horizon. I can't wait to share some amazing things with you. Give me about a good 30 to 60 days. When we come out of this thing, guys, I'm looking forward to being able to blow your mind with the things that God has put inside of me to happen during this season. I want you guys to stick around. I hope I hadn't been too hard on you, but somebody has to wake you up during the season, and somebody has to tell you that, yes, you can do that thing. So whoever you're listening to that's not pushing you to better, pushing you to better, pushing you to greatness, pushing you to be better, to do better, to have more, to want more, please get away from those people, even if you need to get by yourself. But get it done during the season. Come on back for more of The Full of You right here on 105.5 FM The King and on 1430, because I do have more to share with you. I love you.
know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
This thing called love, get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we. No time for moping around, are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm winning. It's been a long week, I put in my hardest. Gonna live my life, feel so good to get it right.
So I like what I see when I'm looking at me, when I'm walking past the mirror, mirror. Don't stress through the night at a time, and my life ain't worried about if you feel it, feel it. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right, I ain't gonna let you kill it. See, I won't change
to the Fuller View. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I'm your host, Heidi B. Fuller. If this is your first time joining us, typically we would share stories of success with our great guests, but today you are sharing time, talent, and testimonies with me, Heidi B. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I'm excited about being able to have a platform to share such amazing stories and opportunities with our audience, because we know that we have one life to live, and I truly would like for you to live your life to the best. Fuller, Better Life. Hey, check out our Fuller, Better Life page on Instagram, because there you will find some great information to truly help you live a fuller, better life. Before we left, we were talking about failure and failing fast, and it's okay to fail. It's okay to have setbacks, because the more no's you hear, the quicker you hear those no's, the faster you can get to those yes. I know a lot of us have opportunities to find online businesses that will keep some income coming into our houses. And I just want to share with you guys, if you have people that are approaching you to share with you an online opportunity, at least take the time to listen to them. If you're not interested, say from the rip, hey, I'm not interested. You don't owe anybody any excuses or any reason why you're not interested. And you don't have to be convinced or anything, but do not drag someone along saying, oh yeah, I'll look at it, or yeah, let me hear about it, or yeah, send me the information, and you don't do anything with it. That's not good on either end. If you're going to support that person, support that person. at least give them the time and the decency to listen to what it is that they have to say. If you're not interested, don't waste their time. Say, hey, at this time, I'm not interested. But don't drag people along because it's very disrespectful and it's not a good place for either one of you guys to be on. It'll put a very ugly strain between you and your relationship with that person because you're not being honest. Had to make a sidetrack there because I know that people are out there trying to make some money in so many different ways. And I know it can be a bit cumbersome and they've got a lot of things going on. But take the time to listen to what your friends have to offer and support them. Okay? That's the only way anything can happen is that you have self-discipline. And those of you that are out there looking for something to do to make some additional income, you have to be disciplined as well. You have to say, okay, I'm going to work this business between these hours and actually work that business and make that thing work. You know, so many times we give up on great opportunities because we don't give it enough time to mature. We'll do it for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and we'll say, well, nothing's happening. But what are you doing? What are you doing every day to make that thing happen, to see that thing happen? And what I can say, if God has done it for one somebody, he could definitely do it for you. So stop making those excuses that, oh, well, this doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for you because of something that you're not doing or the way that you're not doing it, but it definitely works. Somebody need to hear that today. So stop crying and whining, stop being the victim, and make sure that you get that thing done. I mean, things as simple as making choices, as simple as making decisions for what we eat. If you don't have control over your diet, it's hard to get control over a lot of other things because nobody's putting your hand in that bag, going to the refrigerator, putting your mouth to that fork. No one's doing that but you. So you have to truly take control of that thing. It's your body. It's your mind. It's what it is that you put inside of you that's going to truly ooze out. So what is it that you want for your life? We have to make those choices. Making a choice is a decision to do the best for yourself. So what decisions are you making for yourself? So we just have to make sure that, okay, this is the way I want to go. This is what I want to be. What choices do I need to make? What plan of action do I need to make, put in place in order to get those things done? Choose actions that are in your best interest. So when we say, I want to do something, do your research on that something. Find out the quickest way to get to the end of that something and to be the most or the best successful at that thing. As I mentioned, I just started with an amazing company. I'm very excited about it, and I'll tell you more about it as we go along, but they have a fast track. And with any new venture, when you're excited about something, you are on that fast track. You know, your mind is going, you're calling people, you're doing your thing, you're sharing the opportunity, and you'll hit a brick wall, or somebody will throw a brick, or it'll be something or somebody that'll keep you from being your best, or what they think, or I can't say they will keep you from doing it, but you will allow those negative no's and those people that don't believe in your dreams and your aspirations to keep you from moving forward. But please don't do that. Please know that that no is not a no to you. It may be a no to that product. It may be a no to that opportunity. It may be a no because they don't believe enough in themselves to say, hey, I can't do what you do, so I don't want to even get involved. So don't take those no's personally. You take that no and you keep going. And then when you get that first check, say, hey, see that? This is what that no did. Okay? But feel good about the decisions that you make for yourself. Sometimes we don't make the best decisions for ourselves, but nothing beats a failure but a try. You have to continue to try to be better. Continue to try to get those things out of life that you want. My goal is to have a striving online business. I want to work from anywhere in the world. Being able to be in media has been a beautiful, amazing opportunity. But I need to position myself to where I know that every week, every month, that I will have enough income that I can feel not only free, but free indeed. Those are my goals. Those are the things that I want to do. And some of you all listening may want that same thing. But in order to get that thing, you have to be disciplined. You have to want it enough to know this is what I need to know to get that thing done. You have to get on up early in the morning, write those goals down, and get it done. Stop wasting time. Stop waiting on somebody else to tell you what you know you need to do. If you're in school right now and you're taking some online courses and there's some things that you need to get done, stop wasting time. You don't have anything else to do. Go in and get that thing done. Stop procrastinating. And then when we procrastinate and we put things off, as I mentioned before, it builds up. And now we're angry with ourselves and with the people around us. We want to blame everybody else for what we didn't do. So stop doing that. Stop doing that to yourself and stop doing that to the people around you. It's up to you. This is your life. Make it what it needs to be. Every day we make choices that don't serve us. So stop making those choices that don't serve you and do the things that you know that you need to do. We do things like we put off writing our book. We talk about that all the time. We put off eating right. We put off exercising. We put off completing something that we know we need to have done. We put off making the phone calls. We put off studying. We put off reading to grow. So, you know, and then we start blaming, as I mentioned. So stop blaming those people around you and get responsible and be responsible for your own life. And what does that take? It takes discipline. But how about you can do it? You can do it. Stop waiting on somebody else to tell you that you can't, because you can. And I think, you know, sometimes we find the comfort in people telling us, it's okay, you don't have to do it today. No. That's not the person you want to be around. You want to be around if somebody say, well, did you get that thing done today? And as annoying and as aggravating as it may be sometimes, that's the best person for you that's pushing you to greatness. There's a way to push. There's a way to pull. There's a way to get some things done. But you want someone around you that's going to continue to tell you, hey, you know, I bet when you get that thing done, you're going to feel a lot better. Or did you get a chance to finish that assignment? Or did you do this and that and that? Whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you're working towards to be better, to be greater. You want somebody in your corner, on your shoulder, on the phone telling you or asking you or actually just keeping you accountable of those things that you say that you want to do. And then you can't get aggravated or annoyed with somebody when they're just reassuring you or they're just sharing with you, hey, this is what you said you wanted to do. I just want to make sure that you get that thing done. Okay? So please don't get mad at that person that's pushing you to be better. What I can say about that also, though, but if you are that pusher, if you're that person that's pushing and telling that person, do it, do it, do it, make sure that you're doing what you need to be doing also. Because as soon as they turn around and say, so what are you doing? You need to be ready to be able to have an answer for them. Because it works that way. If you're going to hold somebody accountable for what they're doing or not doing, please be ready for that same type of rebuttal. What are you doing? You know, are you on the top of your game? You know, so we're so eager and so ready to point the finger and to tell somebody what they're not doing. But we really need to, before we even utter a word, make sure your stuff is together. Make sure you're doing what you need to do in order to live your best life, in order to have a fuller, better life. Yes, yes, yes. I do want to thank you guys again for joining me here today on The Fuller View. The Fuller View is all about sharing time, talent, and testimonies. And today we're just talking about being disciplined, because I thought right now this would be a good time to create those healthy habits and to put those things in place so you can get out on the other side of this thing a winner, better, smarter, brighter, more money, a better income, but something that you can say, wow, I learned a lot during that time. Get on your prayer. Be a big prayer warrior. Do whatever you need to do. Learn some scripture. Learn a new song. Learn a new skill. But please, please do something during this time. Don't waste this time. I'm not going to tell you it's okay. I'm not going to tell you that it's okay if you don't do anything during this time, because I don't believe that. I don't believe in wasting a minute, an hour, or two, or a day, or a month, or years just because you can. Don't waste that time. You know, it's not fair. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to the people around you, because God has put something amazing inside of you to do something amazing for someone else to live a fuller, better life. But you decided not to do anything, and that's not good for anyone. If you truly want to be happy, you have to discipline yourself. Your behavior has to change. You have to win the war in your mind. And I know a lot of times the things that we're thinking keeps us from being better, being smarter, and doing the things that we want to do. But that's where it starts. It starts in your mind. As I mentioned earlier, I tell my mind, hey, Heidi, you're going to go walk today because the sun is out. And my mind tells my body, come on, Heidi, the sun is out. Let's go get it done. So if there's something that you just need to tell yourself those things that need to be said. As we mentioned earlier, the conversations that you have with yourself are the most important conversations that you'll ever have. So continue to listen to programs like this. Continue to grow yourself to greatness. Read those books. Read Proverbs. I think that'll be a great place to start if you don't have something that you can just think of off the top of your head. Or go online, as I mentioned. Google everything. If there's something that you want to learn, go online and Google it. Believe me, it's right there. You can be smarter. You can be wiser. You can have that thing that you want. You just need a game plan. Not just a game plan, but a plan of action. Hey, stick around for more of The Fuller View right here on 105.5 FM The King, because I'll be right back for more. Thank you for joining me here today on The Fuller View.
searching for the better part of me. I hang my head from sorrow
so much.
State of humanity.
What's up?
Wearing on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Gotta find the strength in me.
Okay. like in a minute. I don't play tag, I've been it. We don't play with lies, we don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. Pushing like aye, aye, aye. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. True hurts needed something more exciting. Bum, bum, be dumb, be dumb.
Welcome back to The Fuller View. Thank you so much for joining us here today on this beautiful day. Keep in mind that this is Mother's Day month, so make sure that you do those things necessary to make sure that your mother feels as special as I'm sure she is. Listen, we've been talking about discipline. And please know that during your journey, during this time in your life, there's going to always be somebody or someone that's going to tell you what you can't do or what you shouldn't do. But please don't pay that any mind. But those, because those are those blockers. Those are those people that are haters. Those are those people that are afraid. And sometimes they have good intentions, but just bad suggestions or bad reasons why you shouldn't do that thing. If God has planted something inside of you that is a desire of your heart, please make sure that you find a way to get it done. Prove them wrong. Prove yourself wrong. But just make sure that you do it. But I tell you, sometimes you don't even say anything. We're so eager and so excited about what we have going on. We want to share it with everyone. Shut your mouth. Don't tell everybody everything. You may want to just tell a few people so they can hold you accountable. But don't tell everyone everything. Just do it. Stop telling people what you want to do and just get it done. You know, when I started out on radio, I started out selling airtime. And as exciting as it was and as much as I learned during that time, I knew that I didn't want to be on that side of the board. I wanted to be on the other side of the board because I saw that it could be done and I felt that I had a message inside of me that would resonate with our audience that people could really grow from. My main goal is to make sure that I inspire, equip, and educate those listeners that can grow from the information that I have to share. So that's why we're even here today, talking about being disciplined and going after that thing that you truly want. I had to be disciplined enough, and I had to believe in myself enough to know that I could get it done. When an opportunity opened up at a little radio station that gave me a chance to have my own show, I knew what I needed to do. I knew what I needed to bring to the table because I watched it being done by so many others. So just like yourself, if there's something that you really want, study the greats. Study those that are doing what you want to do. Make it better. Make it your own. Put your own flavor on it. You know, my son has a great song. I can't wait to start sharing his music. But he says, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, I know we say that, we hear that, but there's really nothing new under the sun. It's about making it work for you. It's about that thing that is under the sun and putting your spin on it or making it the best portion or the best part of you that it can be that represents the thing that you want to represent. But don't let anybody tell you what you can't do. Even in doing radio and in growing up in doing this industry, being in this industry, of course I was around a lot of people that were in production, and I met a young lady at BET in particular, and she was telling me, she says, well, how do you know you got a good show, but nobody really wants to hear that. And I was like, what do you mean nobody wants to hear that? She was like, well, you know, it's so positive, and you know, you're sharing all this good news. You know, people want what they're seeing on TV today. A lot of nonsense, a lot of stuff that we're putting inside of our spirits and our souls that's not getting us anywhere. A lot of gossip, a lot of girl, he said, she said. You know, what are you getting out of that? What do you get out of a show that you're watching when someone's manipulating someone else or someone's degrading someone else or someone's telling somebody who they're not or who they can't be or they're fighting or bickering or belittling each other? What are you truly getting out of that? And I hear a lot of people say, oh, I'm just being entertained. No, baby, that is going into your spirit. That is going into your psyche. So when you go to bed at night, that's what you're rehearsing over in your mind. So why would you put that garbage in your mind and in your spirit? Find something that you can learn something from. I love all the music shows, but some of those shows even are annoying to me. Especially when I hear a great artist and I feel like they should go through and the judges don't let them go through. I'm like, are you kidding me? I know that's kind of crazy and silly, but so I don't even watch a lot of those shows. but find something that's going to feed your mind, feed your souls, feed your spirit, because we do need to constantly be in a posture of learning. And why not? Find a healthy habit or get into some healthy habits that make sure that you do just that, which is discipline yourself long enough to grow yourself, to be better, to be smarter, to be wiser, to actually live that life that you truly want to live. Other people's opinion of you doesn't mean a thing. It shouldn't mean a thing. I mean, you know, you could take heed to what they say. Take what you need. Don't listen to what you don't need, you know. But as long as you know who you are and what you really want at the end of the day, as long as you're not being malice and hurtful and spiteful and trying to do something that's going to destroy someone else's life, you do what's best for you and those people that are around you. Love yourself enough to know, hey, I need to work out. I need to eat better. I need to do this because I have people depending on me. I have people counting on me. I have people watching me. Why wouldn't you want to be your best self? Why wouldn't you want to live your life out loud and be the happiest person that you can be? This is the life that you have to live. Why not be happy? It's a great thing to be happy. Put on you some music. You can dance, dance, dance. I want to thank Otis Redding for being our special guest last week. And we just had such a good time. And just hearing him talk about the peace that he has right now was just very heartfelt to me, because him being the son of Otis Redding and knowing the expectations that people have of him and out of him, and to be able to say at the age that he is that he has peace with where he is with his life and his career, that's everything. That's everything. But I tell you, that peace came with a lot of discipline. That peace came with finding who he was and getting through his lifetime and doing what he needed to do to feel good about who he is. So all I'm asking you today, guys, is to be disciplined enough to love yourself, to put those things in place so you can be who you want to be, who you were called to be. You know, when you dream about yourself with that cape on or being that superhero, how do you get to that place? You don't even have to have on a cape, a halo, or wings. But what you do need to have is some self-discipline and some self-love and self-respect, because out of that comes everything else. If you don't love yourself, it's hard to love other people. So learn how to love yourself, but in learning how to love yourself, learn how to get disciplined enough to do the things that you want to do so you can feel good about your life. Listen, you've been listening to The Fuller View, and I'm so excited about being able to share this platform. Please follow me on all social medias. I'm Heidi B. Fuller on Instagram, Facebook, and on LinkedIn. I would love an opportunity to talk to you about your life goals, what it is that you would like to have in this lifetime. Please share your dreams and aspirations, and maybe one day we can get you on the line and talk about what it is that God is doing in your life in this lifetime. Thank you for your journey. Thank every day that you wake up that you have something else to give, something else to do, something else to learn from. But please know that this is your day. Today is a new day. Live it out loud. Be happy with who you are. Make some choices for yourself that you can feel good about. And then I know that you will be happy with the rest of your life, because this is truly your life to live. Thank you for joining me here today on The Fuller View. And thank you for being supportive. And thank you for your love. Of course, I want to thank my class of 1982 from Benjamin Elijah Mays High School and all of those alumni that attended Mays High School that continue to support me. Just thank you for loving me, for keeping me on point, and for allowing me to be able to share this platform with you. Thank you for joining The Fuller View right here today on 105.5 FM The King and on Radio St. Pete on wonderful Wednesdays. You'll be blessed. Love yourself. We'll talk soon.
The picture's bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you. Vision be clear, then reach out to the world and share.